Oh my god.
Hey, hey, hey. It's the boys. We back. PSNBS episode 42. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go subscribe to that YouTube and follow us on Instagram at PSNBSPOD. Man, today we're going to be discussing some gaming news and, of course, some BS.
Always.
But before all that, where is Lex? No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
Damn, no, that is it, bro.
No, I'm joking. Before all that, where let me see what my guy's been up to. Except Lex.
Yeah, where is Lex?
Yo, Biggs, what's good?
He's getting ready for his audition for his voiceover. His
voiceover, yeah, acting. Corrupt Gaming's got him.
He's leaving
set that,
us. He's
set
leaving
that
us
invoice
for.
Through.
Yo, what's good, y'all? You already know what it is. It's your boy Biggs, the most level one in the crew. You already know when you hear this voice get funny, feeling butterflies and stomach, the rest of the boy faces. All right, another episode of PSBS. Let's get it. All right, so, y'all boys, this week I have been playing. Don't do that. First of all, I'm going to say that the day after we recorded the last episode, I finished up Last of Us 2, got that out the way. And ever since then, I've been watching more anime and playing SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. Steals, go ahead.
I got nothing to say.
Steals.
All right, I'll paint it. If Steals not going to paint it, I'll paint it. Steals hit the group chat.
Did I not hit the group chat?
He hit the group chat and said, hey.
I'll screenshot that shit.
Hey, we copping SpongeBob.
And Trav put like 17 eyes.
Yeah,
I'm looking to see what Big's response gonna be. And he's like,
crickets.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Question mark. Next day, hey guys, look what I'm streaming.
Yeah,
oh,
he
fuck.
Well, yeah, he treated you like a side chick.
Yeah.
Like, are we chilling on Valentine's? That's a good question. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Listen.
No, I'm actually
had it at that point.
Right. Listen. I'm going out with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. So, okay, at that point, because I got another homeboy. I got another homeboy that was like, yo.
Is this the one you were playing Monster Hunter with?
No. God damn it. No. So he hit me up. He's like, oh, are we getting SpongeBob? Like, everybody wants to buy fucking SpongeBob. And I'm like, I do too. But I was like, okay. He bought it. Like, while we're on the mic, he bought the game. And I told him, I said, you know, there's like the story mode in co-op, right? It's only like a multiplayer mode.
Right.
And I was like, and he was like, oh, really? Whatever. Then I'll just buy it right now. I don't got to wait for you. So he did that. He's downloading it.
Yeah.
And then I look on the PC because obviously the only way I can stream games as of right now is games that I play on PC because I don't have a capture card yet.
Yeah. Hey, y'all send us a capture card, man. Amazon wish list going up tonight. No, I'm joking.
GoFundMe. So I look on the website that I buy PC games from in this shit. It said like SpongeBob Rehydrated with DLC. I didn't even hear no DLC be announced. And it was like $19.99. I said, well, what the fuck? I'm about to buy this shit right now and stream it. I mean, it's a hot game. It's new. You
first
know,
episode
may
of PC
see it.
And BS.
So I was like,
yep, there it
so
is.
I was like, why not? You know, I could stream it, this and that. I still plan to buy it on PS4, but Steels is already tapped out
plans.
Of that because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He walked in on me and Edwin in the room, man.
Yeah.
Whoa. Pause.
He walked in on me and Nugget and Edwin.
I was literally at the house just scrolling, and
you
I'm like, you're streaming SpongeBob?
Yeah, every time I see that little New York
like,
logo in the comments,
hold on.
It was a little saucy.
And I jumped in, and I went, wow.
Again.
Shake my head.
Hey, man. Well, again, thank you for everybody who joined the stream, everybody who's been riding with me on the SpongeBob. Steals.
With all of us. We've been having a lot of.
Chicks
yeah, with
ain't
every
loyal.
Stream, with every
yeah.
stream.
Bigs ain't loyal. Yeah.
Chill, sir. Chill, sir. So, yeah, thanks to everybody. I remember vaguely Nugget was helping me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Edwin was helping me out a lot.
Yeah.
And Nullick was helping me out a lot. And we also have to have a conversation, sir, about that Trails of Cold Steel. I'm about to get that part three going. But other than that, that's all I've really been doing. All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well. Steels, 1682, you know, resident fat boy in the building. Freestyle my show, you know, play games when I want.
Okay. There,
when I want.
That is better. That's better. Play games when I want.
After The Last of Us, because obviously I beat that too, middle of last week. Haven't played too much. Did a little Call of Duty here or there. Me and Edwin hit up hockey last night. Got into Borderlands 3 big because since that new DLC came out.
That's what Destiny needs to do, man.
I want to finish the last DLC, which was Love, Guns, and Tentacles, or Guns, Love, and Tentacles, some tentacles, shit like
some
that.
Some hentai shit.
Yeah, which there's no real, there wasn't real, like, tentacles technically involved.
There's no squid?
No. Oh, I mean, yeah, the enemy. Like little flying, like, I guess you can call them squid things or whatever, but, like, the enemy, you went into this giant monster, and you just attacked its heart. Like, you shot its heart.
Oh.
To release the curse. Hammerlock's husband. God, I can never think of his fucking name.
I forget too.
And I said no it this morning to remind myself. That's his name. Wainwright.
Wainwright. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wainwright, they bought themselves rings, and the ring that what's his name got was cursed because it was made from, I think this was made from the actual bone of a Volt monster.
Shit. Fuck.
It's the perfect gift.
So, right. So yeah, they're Volt hunters and, you know, Hammerlock hunts and stuff like that. But the one that Wainwright had was cursed, so you had to break the curse.
Gotcha. All
right. Knocked that out last night. So I'm gonna pick up the next DLC and keep rocking with that. You know, play.
You have to pay for each DLC, or is it just all included?
If you buy the whole season like the special edition or whatever, then you get all the DLCs. But I wasn't sure because at the time,
this game been out for
like a year.
And they still servicing this game. Every time I see a trailer, it's like
they're doing events. No, they're doing DLCs.
So a couple months.
Yeah,
I think it was September.
No, it was last year sometime.
It had to be last year sometime.
Yeah, it was September.
It was like mid last year, something like that. Yeah,
all right.
But when we first got it, they were having issues in the beginning, so I didn't know a whole lot of people who were playing it.
Right. Yeah.
So I got it, and then I'm like, if this game cleans itself up and how the DLCs look, I'll buy them as they come out. They're only like $10, $15, something like that.
That's the thing with taking that risk, like buying a season pass before you know what the fuck's coming. Is
Destiny.
Destiny and Call of Duty both are one, because like I buy every season pass. Apex too, I'd buy the season pass and then I get halfway through the levels and then for some reason I change games whatever reason, you know. Other than that, we finally got the whole house painted yesterday.
Good.
That was
a mission.
Shitty.
Get a clap going.
Never fucking painting the house again.
Good job finishing the house.
I hope the wife realized that. I'm never doing that again. we got some help, you know. A bunch of my peoples came over and we knocked it out.
Subaru.
I was so a couple. My old roommate came and Greg from work came.
Oh, I fucking knew it. I saw Greg on IG saying I'm going to go help out a buddy. I'm like, I bet he's going over to.
Yeah. He showed up yesterday and you know, everyone helped out. And of course, we appreciate it. But, boy, when we officially said we were done and I sat on that couch, my wife's like, are you going to play? Do you want to watch something? I'm just like, babe, just shut up for a second.
Right.
Just let me sit here.
Half my body is asleep right now.
I don't want to move. And then she goes and takes a shower and Kahlua jumps in the couch. She's like, I have nowhere to sit because Charlene stayed till like 9 o'clock last night or some shit. She just hung out. And she's like, are you going to play? I'm like, yes. I've been trying to go play for the last hour. I just can't move from this couch. Right. I'm so sore.
I want to play.
Well, Kahlua took my seat and I don't want to ask her to move.
The dog?
Yeah. So,
what?
So you're asking? So you're gonna ask me to move? She goes, but you said you're going to play. I'm like, God damn it! Fine, I'll fucking.
Wow. So we know who's the tier.
Yeah, it's the dog. The, dog's on the,
the
top.
Dog is number one.
Yeah, it's just clear.
Even in my eyes, you can. shit, she does what she wants. Like when we were painting and she walked out finally of the room, Kat's like, oh my God, she's gonna get a paw. I'm like, I don't give a shit. She can do whatever she wants. If she leaves little paw prints on the floor, it's allowed.
Wow.
You know, she can do whatever she wants.
Shit.
So other than that, man, just chilling. It? Yeah.
All right, man. The almighty, man, we here. I pushed the button, man, on that Spyro, man. Mm-hmm. I was playing a little Crash, the trilogy, and I just
It's difficult.
Shit is difficult.
That's why you pressed the button. I was like, shit is difficult.
I've been stuck on the same level for about 6 months. Yes.
The bridge?
Yes. You know, the one on the top?
Yes.
Yeah.
The missing planks and shit?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's where I got stuck at, too.
There's literally YouTube videos on, like, streamers raging on that level, like, solo, like, on that level.
Bro, I got to a point where I saw
I think that's
the
where
end,
I stopped playing, too.
And I died. I lost, like, 12 lives.
God.
And I said, you know what? I'm done. So I end up pushing the button on Spyro. Whew.
Spyro's clean, bro.
I'm,
and it looks good.
I'm gooch.
It looks
good. I'm 100% levels.
Yes.
I'm,
In part one, I'm like halfway done with what I was saying on stream. Yeah. I'm like halfway done with all the worlds, like 100% and collecting everything.
It's just a fun game. It's just like how I remembered it being fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely going to – I might stream that one later this week. But, yeah, it's very, very fun. I never beat it when I had it on PlayStation 1. No? So this will be my first time ever beating it.
I beat the first one. Maybe I beat two. I don't know.
You know, I've been this way for a long time.
I don't want to say I wasn't a fan. I just never played it.
Never played it?
I just never played it. Yeah. I mean, it looked cool, but.
It's a cool platformer.
Yeah. I just was more into Crash at the time. So I just played more Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. And then y'all heard about that new Crash shit.
Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah. I'll bring it up a little later. With that being said, man, game of the week. Who got one?
I think we were debating between us. So. You know,
I think we
both said it already. So for me, it's Borderlands, and for you, it's
SpongeBob.
There we go. Those are the games of the week.
All right, we're doing two. Lex is going to kill us.
He's going to. Two? How can there be two games of the week?
Two games.
We might as well just not have four.
Not indie developer.
Oh my god!
I just want to know how. So how good is that SpongeBob remaster? I've been seeing like good reviews, bad reviews. Where you? It seems like you enjoy it.
So that's what I'm saying. I've heard bad.
I agree with both, good and bad, because like a lot of the bad reviews come with like, oh, they made the game look beautiful, but they didn't address any of the issues in the original, which is 100% true. There's still issues that's like. Camera issues, hit detection, like what you get hit by and shit like that.
Yeah.
Falling off levels and just bullshit, just random little bullshit that happens.
Random bullshit.
So it's like, okay, you guys remade the game. You could have like kind of like improved that quality of life kind of aspect. But it just seems like they just made the game beautiful and just kept all the gimmicks and glitches that the PS2 version had. Which
Saint Rose
did the same thing. Right. Which really, I mean, for me... I'm not entering SpongeBob like I entered The Last of Us from like a critique standpoint.
But then you see the levels of Spyro and Crash, and they did their thing.
Right. Of course.
So I was thinking SpongeBob was going to be in the same vein.
Right, but it's THQ Nordic. I guess is just
let's just get her done.
Right. Yeah. But
wasn't it just a remaster?
Yeah,
remaster. Wasn't a remake.
Yeah, remaster.
So. Right. So, but with me streaming SpongeBob, it made it a little more fun. Like, even with those little bullshit that happens, it makes for good content. Like, if I want to rage on some shit or if I want to just curse out the fucking robots and shit like that, like, it's just fun. It's just plain old fun. It looks good. Nostalgic. I like it so far.
PlayStation 2 game running on PS4 looking good, man. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit looks good to me. I watched you stream. I plan on picking that up too.
But that's like the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. They looked really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you never did the Crash again?
Not since that level.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah, for real.
All right, man. Since we got our game of the week, which was SpongeBob, it's that time, man. Show what time it is,
dun,
man.
Dun, dun. That's right. It's time for us to give away The Last of Us Part 2. Thank you for all those who contributed and commented and entered to win. As you can see, we have our beloved Lex Bull sticker.
I was going to say, if it wasn't obvious, this is about PSNBS, not Ellie, okay?
Yeah.
We covered her up.
But trust, it's on the plastic on the outside. So we're hoping the winner will nicely hang it and kind of keep it because we are going to sign the back, which let me do that right now. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah, while you're getting the winner,
here we go. Congrats.
Look at this shit.
Thanks for your support.
I'm going to zoom in on this part.
The resident. Oh, shit. I forgot a T. Resident Steals.
He really
the
resident.
Boom. There we go.
Okay.
There you go. Now you can sign it in the back. Lex isn't here, but we'll bring it to work for Lex to sign.
Lex is getting that app getting going so we can pick the winner.
Lex or Trav?
Trav. I'm sorry. I miss Lex so much. He abandoned us.
Yeah, he did. Again.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm happy this person won.
Who is it?
But I have no idea how to say his name. He's been in all our streams.
Oh, yeah?
No way.
So.
Okay. Is it Cheesecake?
No. Sorry. Not Cheesecake. Since I said you can't say his name, you know exactly who it is.
Yep.
All right. So I'll get there when we get there. Yeah, man. I'm happy that we're giving this game away.
Hopefully they haven't played it yet.
No matter if you.
Because that was one thing I was curious about. Because sometimes people might just leave a comment.
Well, if
just
you're
to
a winner and you have the game and you would like to bless another person with the game, let us know. and we'll go ahead and
we'll just randomly pick another person. Yeah, well, because we'll get in touch with y'all before we move.
Right, because we have to ship.
I'll announce the winner if you want.
All right, cool.
Oh, shit, no, this is,
screenshot that. And screenshot that, please. You know how to do it?
And this shit just locked on me because it's not your face, I guess.
I just want to screenshot it so we don't lose it.
All right. So, the winner for The Last of Us 2.
Yo, you tried.
I'm gonna try my best.
I just call him.
Ew. Oh, sorry. I got distracted.
Tejasvi, or SJ? I think it's Sane. I don't know. I'll hold it up here. Yeah. Hopefully, you can see that.
Yeah.
You try. You can try.
Tejasvi Sajain.
Okay. Yes, that sounds more like it.
That sounds more like it.
And I'm gonna say what he said, but you know this dude been hitting up some of my live streams, so I thought he was in y'all never seen this name.
I thought it was Nullik though. I thought it was Nullik. He's been in the live streams too.
Yeah. So pretty happy that somebody that's been like
engaging,
active.
Sometimes their names are different though for some reason. Like it'll pop up different on the screen than it is like on their actual page.
Yeah, that is true.
It might be someone that we've noticed.
Yeah, so you know, and he's from I want to say India.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. He told me where he's from. There's a lot of people that's been telling me where they're from, so I believe so.
Okay.
I know it's not in the U.S.
Okay.
So this getting sent international.
This is going on the boat.
So the thing that we didn't really want to do. So we're probably gonna have to go to UPS after this to see what the hell.
It's all good. I mean, we're also gonna have Lex sign this, so we're gonna bring this to Lex.
Yeah.
We have him sign it.
Plus, so we gotta get in contact with him, get his information and stuff like that.
Yes. Should I read his comment?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Please. So his comment said, "Yo, Trav, remember me? Was on the Last of Us live stream the other day. Love the new background, man. Y'all getting professional."
Yeah.
And then he said, "Edit. Damn, that shit back there really moves. Love it." He's talking about the stuff in the back. So I'm glad that he,
that's cool.
That he won. I said, if you can't get packages or something, you want to re-gift or give out. Let us know.
And then we'll repick. Yeah. And then we'll figure out how to work that in.
Right. Yep. We'll do something else. Like we'll, you know, figure something out.
Yeah. Just comment under this video saying it's you that won, or you can follow us on IG.
Right. That's
PSNBSPOD and DM us.
Yeah.
That'll be our better form of communication. But right, again, definitely. Congratulations on winning a copy of The Last of Us 2. Enjoy it. Right, Let me get some claps.
All right, man. Let's get into this BS, man. Time for it.
All right.
Orlando. Got some shit going on, man.
What are we doing?
Yes, it does.
The bars? They gone.
All the bars. Yep.
Freaking Florida. Again.
It was like, we're open. No.
Because people act a fool, man. They don't know how to just be like, you know what?
Let me chill.
We've been locked down for a long time. Let me not ruin this.
Let's slowly.
Nah, they're just like, oh, I'm getting fucked up. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we kind of thought, like, not everybody, but we kind of thought that being locked away for so long in quarantine, like, people would gradually, because I heard some people be like, I'm going to slowly get back in
that.
Some people were like, beach day, bottles, fucking,
I haven't gone to one restaurant and sat down. Well, nope. No, I take that back. Sat at Beth's.
Yeah, but we sat outside.
I haven't, like,
I've been to one restaurant, Mother's Day, or my grandmother's birthday.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
We went to a seafood
But that's
joint.
More valid.
But it wasn't packed. There wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah,
everyone
they only
people.
Allow
well, let's say I haven't gone club in a bar. Hopping.
Right, same.
Same. I've just been drinking at home.
I don't even think I've drunk at all.
It's been sober.
I think my last drink was Hypnotic.
I think,
your birthday.
Oh, my God. I think the only thing that kept me alive yesterday was all the Tito's I drank.
You were painting and getting drunk?
Hell yeah, we were all drinking. Shit.
y'all in there killing each other, man.
That's what's up.
Do you guys see the bars reopening anytime soon? Or are we going to wait another 3 months before we see a bar open?
It's probably going to have to wait for these numbers to come out.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers
what was it, like damn near 9,000 cases on Friday or some shit alone?
It's crazy.
You know, it's
unless we see numbers go down, I don't see the bars opening up.
But that ain't going to happen unless people start chilling.
Right, which is why they're...
Now, also, I saw something the other day that Houston, from one of their protests or some shit, one of the marches that they had with so many people...
Yeah.
Their numbers are skyrocketing. Texas's numbers is skyrocketing too. So it's like,
you know,
people are gonna do what they want.
Yeah, I was gonna say people just gotta take in consideration their own health risk.
I was talking to a buddy yesterday, and he said we were talking, and we think it's gonna come down to they're just gonna say fuck it. It's just gonna be written up as like another form of flu,
right?
And then just do what you feel like you need to do to be safe.
It's gonna be a normal thing. It's gonna be normalized.
It's gonna be normalized. Eventually. So it's like,
I'm gonna have to step my face mask swag up.
There's nothing you can really
find it with my socks.
If you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it. Now, I've heard people that walk around with gallons of sanitizer and wear masks and gloves, and they get it. So it's like it don't matter.
Yeah. Throw the dice.
It's one of the one of those things where it's just like
even the people that's playing it safe get it. So
It is. What we're about to get into with Orlando with the whole NBA shit.
Yeah,
they started testing people last week.
Good transition.
The first day, The first day, 16 players tested positive with zero symptoms.
Right.
KD was positive the whole time. You didn't know.
COVID positive.
No. Yeah. That's what.
Well, you just said positive. Let's just keep it.
Okay, we're not tested talking. Positive, Magic Johnson. Damn it.
Whoa.
KD. I'm just.
Whoa. I guess we ain't getting no NBA sponsor. All right, that's out of here.
I'm just saying. Yeah, because they had KD on Lil Wayne's podcast. And he was like,
I heard it.
Yeah. I didn't know I had it.
But then I got tested and I had it. I'm okay.
Yeah, he's like, I'm good, man.
I'm good.
I'm ready to get back in the gym.
But that's crazy that the first day, there's what, I think they said 300 and something members in the NBA. And the first day they tested, you know, a handful and 16 of them freaking had it. But they have zero symptoms.
Right.
So, but then you're going to put them in this bubble to play this game?
I mean, other sports is doing, soccer's already.
That's outdoors.
True.
It's a little bit.
So you want street ball. In the cage.
Yo, it should be in Rutgers.
Yeah, I was going to say Rutgers. Yeah, Rutgers.
Let them play at Rutgers.
That's a little thug out there, man.
The Globetrotters going to wipe everybody and they play in street ball.
Because that was something I heard, too, is that some of these sports are thinking about only playing in outdoor venues because at least there's some sort of ventilation.
Don't worry, man. The mouse is going to keep them safe.
The mouse can't keep Orlando safe. So, I mean, how are they going to save
these outsiders? Oh,
they're special, though. They're special.
These outsiders, they're going to keep them safe.
So, quick question. Y'all ready for NBA or y'all don't want NBA?
To be honest.
I need something to watch.
Hold on now. To be honest, when things were normal, I never really cared to watch.
Oh, okay.
It was a playoff-only sport for me.
All right. It was
boring. Guy. I'm football and hockey.
So, you was one of those guys in high school that used to, like, look at the basketball players like... Y'all not even real athletes.
We big body over here.
It's a lot of tension between football players and basketball players. They just don't talk about it.
No, well,
in them hallways, it get a little tension.
A lot of good basketball football players started off as basketball players. A lot of tight ends were basketball players. All star basketball
that,
players. But
I'm just saying,
I played real sport.
There you go. That's the argument in school. It's like, y'all don't get hit like we do.
Right.
I played roller hockey. I played hockey in high school.
Oh, shit. For real?
He went all the way.
Who the fuck has a hockey team in high school?
We did.
Like,
he's up north.
No, roller hockey.
Oh, roller. Okay, I get okay.
But no, they had ice hockey out here, too.
In school?
Not in school.
I was about to say. Okay.
No, I went to
Pine Ridge. I thought he was going to say football. He said hockey.
I went to Pine Ridge High in Deltona, and when I was a sophomore, we started talking about getting a hockey league together. There was only four teams. It was us, Deltona High, Mainland, and DeLand. We're the only four teams. We played each other
a hundred times.
Like six times.
Y'all knew each other.
Yeah, like
y'all
four
knew
or five
each other's
times.
Car and
every
shit.
We would play 1-2-3 and then 1-2-3 and then 1-2.
Wow.
And then the next season we went from four teams to eight teams. And then my senior year there was like 16 teams, and we were going to actual, like, there was this arena over in Longwood where we used to have a professional roller hockey team called the Orlando Surge. Mm-hmm. Back then, we used to play some of our games in their practice arena.
Wow.
Mm. Like professional, you know, sport court,
right,
with the plexiglass, the boards, penalty boxes, benches.
How many
like
people
it was
did you
lit.
Hurt?
How many people did you hurt? How many broken bones?
Yeah, how many people did you send out?
I did put one person in the hospital. I did hurt one person. But you know what's funny about that is he tried hitting me.
And he hurt himself.
And he hurt himself.
So it always goes.
He was big man. He looked over him while he was on the floor.
Yeah,
why you do that?
I was a big dude back then, but not this big, you know. But I mean, I still have my roller hockey skates. And then a lot of people used to always say,
"Challenger."
My first year, I played goalie, of course, because that's what everyone says. Oh, you're big. You got to be the goalie, right? Like Goldberg from Mighty Ducks.
Hey, shout out.
I'm like, yeah, I did play goalie the first year, but then after that, I played like forward defense, you know. Because I did get clocked at 94 miles an hour on a slap shot way back then. And, I had a lot of people say, like, I don't know how you're that nimble and agile on skates for being as big as you are. I mean, again, I wasn't this big.
You could do the twirls.
I could do 360s. I could jump over shit. I could skate backwards with my eyes closed. It was easy. Like,
Have you ever been to the ice skating rink, like, ever?
Yeah, a long
ass. You see those show offs that's always on ice?
Yes.
Why y'all doing all that?
Not even on the ice, because I couldn't do the ice. My brother did. But, like, go to the skating rink. And you have that one dude out there, like, he got his own headset on.
He got his own professional blades.
Yes.
Instead of, like, what is it, like, four or five?
The quads.
He got, like, just two and two. He's missing wheels. I'm like, what is this?
Four. Some skates come with three, but those are, like, the transition skates. Those are for, like, speed skating and stuff like that.
Oh.
He's taking your girl and bringing her around one time.
But, no, me and my brother be out there, man. We'd be, like, gangsta figure skaters out in that motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
We'd be out there dancing.
All right, Splash Mountain.
we be doing that shit.
The '80s music, man. Freaking, what is it? Stevie B, some Debbie Deb, you know?
Debbie Deb. He love him some Debbie.
you're too young for that.
I know some.
Oh, yeah, because
my mom listens to it around the house.
Hey, okay,
I remember he'll be playing video games. I hear the music in the background. I'm like, Biggs, what you know about that?
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's my mom playing that shit. I'm like, okay, go ahead, mom. Go ahead, mom.
Yeah, man, Bronx, baby.
Hey, Splash Mountain, man. They doing it.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, they have to.
They retheming it, reskinning it,
that shit.
Remastering it.
Yes.
To Princess and the Frog, man.
Good.
We in there. New Orleans is in there, man.
Yeah.
We here.
Anything New Orleans, I'm happy about.
First
I love
all,
that place.
Princess and the Frog need a little bit more love. And second of all, some of these rides is just getting like old.
Yeah, it was like, for me, the funny thing is I was talking to a coworker about it because we have shared interests in theme parks. So I was telling him, like, hey, they're doing this to Splash Mountain. And, you know, last time I rode Splash Mountain a year ago with my nephews and niece, it was like, it just looked old. Like, I could see the cobwebs.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
just
like
old.
The Pirates of Caribbean,
and
right,
then he
too.
Came,
just
yeah.
really,
he came
really
back
old.
To me. He's like, hey, man, do you know what that ride's based off of? I said, I have no clue. I have no clue.
Here we go. I was going to mention it, but go ahead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go ahead.
He said it was based off of a movie that's pretty much like,
banned.
It's like banned in all 50 states.
It's one of those that Disney
racial questionable.
Yeah. Right. And I was like, no fucking way. So he told me the name of the movie. I'm not even gonna say the name of the movie because I don't want to even give it that much clout.
Yeah.
But
you look into it?
I looked it.
I googled it. I've actually watched it before.
I've never watched it. I just saw a scene and I read it. Yeah. And I was like, that's enough.
I've watched it. After I watched it, I looked on YouTube for like one of those things that people have videos of like
reacting
of like of like lists of Disney movies from the old times that they've like deshelved.
They've vaulted the special vault that never unlocks.
Because a lot of Disney cartoons used to be like for the times, like the World War shit was happening.
Right.
They made a cartoon for it. Very political. Yeah. At the time, it made sense, but now it's kind of like just cringy.
What you got to remember is Walt Disney. Walt Disney. From the military.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh shit, that's why.
Right. You know. Yeah, yeah. Just nowadays, everyone's so sensitive. Everything hurts. You
know, right. I had no clue. Look at
something and go, oh, that's funny.
But I had no clue. But my thing is, I'm glad that they're taking. It's like poetic justice in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, because I had no clue.
Yeah. Well, it was something on. It was something.
But do you think this would have happened if? What's going on
the
now?
BLM thing?
Oh, yeah. Hell no. Wasn't happening. Hell no. And that's why we needed light shedded on certain things like that. I think that's probably what's been in the making for them to reskin that thing. But this just kind of like
pushed it forward.
Pushed the gas forward on that.
Yeah.
You know, because the way the art and everything they have is like, oh, okay.
It's outdated.
Right. Yeah, that shit.
We gotta do something.
Right.
It's outdated.
Right. And they're slowly doing that to certain rides. I mean,
I've also heard about It's a Small World. I heard they add like a drop to it. They're adding like a 100-foot drop to It's a Small
what?
World. That's what I heard. I heard it on Twitter.
What?
I'm never going on that ride ever again.
I don't see that. I went on that ride possible. Once that ride,
and I wanted to drown myself when I got on that ride.
That ride moves at 0.2 miles an hour.
Exactly.
How the fuck is that going to be a drop?
And the thing is on a loop. It's so small. I'm not doing that.
Thank God for stopping. I don't need that in my head all day.
The funny thing is, like I said, I took my nephews and nieces to Disney last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you walk out of Peter Pan, it's right there. Oh, so they're like, oh, Uncle Trav, let's go to that ride.
Don't look at that.
And I said, no. No. We can go on any ride you want but that one. You know what? We'll go to Space Mountain and wait for 3 hours. But we're not going there.
Space Mountain.
So I deprived them of Little World. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
What else we got?
Other thing, man. Thank you to The Undertaker, man.
Yes.
He's officially retired.
One of the GOATs.
He is a GOAT, period.
Loyal.
He's one of the GOATs.
Yeah, one of the GOATs.
You can't say he's the GOAT.
Who you would think is even close to? He's the only one that stayed loyal to one brand. Everybody else has at least jumped ship at least once. He's been loyal.
Not everyone.
Who?
The Rock didn't jump ship.
Oh, that is true.
He jumped ship to the movies.
We're talking wrestling.
He's an actor now.
He's an actor
we're
now.
Wrestling now.
My wrestling knowledge is like beyond me because I was young when the show was big and popping.
Yeah.
But isn't Undertaker the one who like mainly co-signed the burial match?
Yes. He is the one who invented the burial match.
Him and Stone Cold.
The Hell in a Cell match.
Him and Stone Cold had a burial, right? Or no?
Shit, yes. Probably.
Yeah. At least two.
I remember watching one of them, and I was like, yo, this
him
is
and,
fucking
I,
insane.
I think what, him and I'm Yokozuna had the
he
most.
He just had a, his last match was an actual burial match.
Oh, wow.
It was at a WrestleMania that just passed that nobody got to witness in real life.
Oh, the one that had no fans?
No audience?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So it, but it was
did
dead.
He win?
I'm still
mad they gave him that one loss.
Yeah, but
they should have let him stay undefeated, man.
If it's staged, you might as well stage it undefeated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Let that be his thing.
Let him go out like that undefeated.
Yeah, don't give him the one loss on WrestleMania.
Right.
I mean, make it something that will never get touched again.
Right. He got two losses, you know? Actually. So he gave
in
it
WrestleMania?
Up twice. Mm-hmm.
He
gave it to Brock Lesnar and he gave it to Roman Reigns.
See, man,
who are those people now?
I know exactly who those guys are.
Yeah.
But like I said, I would have worn my Undertaker shirt today, but couldn't find it this morning, so I'll wear it next week. But you know,
I was
thank
a fan.
You. That man's like 60 years old now. Or
he
50
looks
something.
60,
so he's been doing it.
He looks
to chill.
Bad.
Yeah, he needs to chill. He has a
chill.
He has a good documentary on the WWE Network called The Last Ride.
What was your favorite era of
Attitude.
Undertaker?
Attitude
when he come in a motorcycle.
Nah, look, before that, Dark, when he was Dark Ministry, when he had the whole crew with him.
The whole crew walking down.
The whole
down
crew
and all
come
that
out.
Because
Viscera,
he's
Edge,
changed.
Christian, Gangrel, all of them.
He's changed. Wow, Gangrel.
Exactly. You remember the Brood?
Hell yes.
They come out in the flames.
Come out with the damn the
cup
the,
of
the,
blood.
The cup, and then he drinks the cup and spits the blood everywhere.
Yeah, man. That whole deal.
He's changed.
When he used to put people up, when he put Stone Cold up on the cross, man. Come on, man.
No, that's when wrestling was good.
That's when they used to go
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
They used to have Playboy bunnies on the show.
Yep.
Damn. The train, Godfather. I'm not even going to go there. If you know, you know.
You know. The Godfather. He come out with his train. Oh, yeah. You're right. Let's just keep moving.
All right, but yeah, man. Good shit, man.
They had some creative, what's that word I'm looking for? Not talent, but personas.
Yeah,
personalities.
Man. They had some influencers.
All right,
Jesus.
Man. So that's pretty much it, man, for the BS. Okay. So let's get into some gaming, man. Okay. You know, the guys want some gaming, so let's get them some gaming.
I was actually worried. I was like, do we have anything gaming related this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. RP Mixer, man. They shut that boy down, man. Sorry. Well, I never went on it once. Yeah, have you guys?
I never used it.
No.
Do you even know what Mixer is?
Didn't even know it was
I didn't even know what it was until you described it. It's a game streaming service. I kind of remembered that.
He thought it was this?
Yeah.
He thought it was a Rodecaster.
I'm going to be honest. When y'all said Mixer, I thought fucking like
we kitchen they made
stand up Mixer.
We got to send this back? It's like Mr. Mixer's canceled. What are we going to record on?
All right. So it's closed. I guess everybody's migrating to back to Twitch or Facebook gaming. The end.
I'm not sure why. Like I haven't been following like people like Ninja and all that stuff. Like, I don't even know where the like the beef came with Twitch. I guess I don't know their thing. Like
just competitive. It's competitive.
Money. Just money.
Just money. Competitive.
It's always money.
I thought Twitch had like some ideals or whatever that Ninja didn't agree with. I thought that was the whole.
There's probably that too.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of policy changing on all platforms, including YouTube.
Because even YouTube, I've been hearing a lot of people complain that it made the same as it used to be. So they're looking for other platforms.
That's why it's like
they're not trying to be for the creators anymore.
I guess when we get like big like that, we're gonna have to start looking into like
psnbs.com, baby.
Yeah, who we really want to like settle in with? Because right now we're just getting our content out. But I guess when the time comes, we're gonna actually have to sit down and be like, what fits PSNBS the most? Yeah. Is it Twitch? Is it YouTube? Is it this? I get it. I understand. Right now, as like small content creators that we are, I guess I don't really see the big scope.
Yeah,
not yet.
Eventually.
Yeah, once we get our toes wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that situation, we'll figure it out.
All right, man.
Oh, just make our own.
Speaking of some money, former Sony exec thinks games should cost more and be shorter.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
It's vice versa.
Cost the same, but be shorter. Or if you want it to be the same length, then it'd be more.
Right. Vice versa. So either you want a short game for the same price.
But it's going to be the same price.
Or more money for a longer game.
Okay.
I honestly agree. They've been changing the cost of making games. Like speaking
every
of
season.
Last of Us, Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead. You've heard the numbers. Multi-million dollars to make this game. Multi-million dollars. And that's literally been hurting the game industry. That's why you see a lot of game companies come and go. Because of that, Midway, the original THQ, things of that nature. Because guess what? They're putting
Midway was good.
Exactly. They put all their coins on the game, and they only selling them for the average price. And then if it doesn't sell well, then if it sells okay, it's over. Right. Like all these games have to break records for them to get a profit. Because
it's an investment making a game, and it's like it's all a risk.
Time and money making movies. Right.
You put a lot of money in one of these movies, and if it doesn't hit,
that's why Lex.
But the thing with movies is, I think movies last longer than video games because the movie can live in the theaters, then live on digital platforms, go to Netflix, go to VH1 movie
with a game, it's kind of like it comes out and then maybe like PS Now or whatever.
The game is going to clearance. It's going to the clearance rack. Yeah. That's about as far as it's going to go.
Death Stranding. How much money did it go into that?
I don't know.
It was already on sale last month.
That's what I'm saying. So
we need Lex for that. We need Lex for the breakdown.
Where is Lex?
Actually, it was a gajillion bazillion for $1 billion.
Lex is in a fucking.
No, he's not in Mexico.
Yeah,
where is he?
Punta Cana.
Panama Bay City.
Yeah, Lex is doing something, man. But Lex is on his own podcast right now. Yeah.
Shit. Don't put that past him. Don't put that. But he's going to come out and present it to us. They already going to be 16 episodes in.
Yeah.
Yo. All right, y'all. Speaking of Lex, he's actually the one, like, I never thought about, like, gaming and stuff in this light, but Lex has opened my eyes to like when he likes a developer and he likes a project that they're doing, he'll buy it strictly for the support of the developer.
Yeah. And that's what I'm in.
Not all the time that he's like, oh, I'm gonna buy it because I like love it or that I'm expecting a lot from it or whatever. It's like sometimes he'll buy a game and he'll be like, yeah, I want to support Devolver, so I'm gonna buy this game.
Right.
And
doesn't matter what
it is. Ever since I heard that he started doing that, I was doing the same thing. Like with Modern Warfare, I was like, you know, I'm giving Activision one more try. I bought it at full price with no problem because I want to support Activision or, you know, like support those little. Just like
trust me, all these people that people get trashed. Like think about Activision shutting their door. Y'all gonna riot if y'all don't get a Call of Duty anymore.
Right. So you got to just support. It's all about like support. You can call the game trash after you buy it.
But who's going to be able to give you that? It's just like, sorry, it's not Xbox. It's just like when Halo went to 343. Somebody picked it up, but it ain't been the same since.
Well, no, but someone will pick it up.
It's not going to be the same.
Just like with what's the studio that made Costume Quest?
Oh yeah,
they just had the event. Yeah, and I told you, I said, yo, look out if they have a Costume Quest three.
Yeah,
because I will buy it.
Right,
not because I think Costume Quest is the greatest game in the world, but because I enjoy playing two, and I would love to support that small studio.
Yeah,
so I kind of think of it in that way now. So to answer the original topic, I wouldn't mind like if they gave me The Last of Us 2 and they said, you know what, this is $80.
I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that because this is like okay. It looks $80. You know what I'm saying? It feels $80. If a game is on that scope, on that large scope, like GTA, you give me GTA 6 for $80.
I'm cool. Right. You know? But then you got the curveball, like CD Projekt Red coming out with Cyberpunk 2077 for $50. That's not the average cost of a game. Right. And that game
are they really?
Yes.
Really? Why?
It's just been that price since the dawn of time.
Really? I don't know why that is.
They came out with a price before the game?
Something gotta happen. Something gotta be wrong.
I guess they feel like they know people are gonna buy it, and if it's cheaper, maybe expansions? They're gonna get more.
Maybe expansions will drive the price up.
Of course, there's expansions coming. So,
all right, I got a question for y'all on this topic. Then, I don't remember how far back, but one of our episodes we talked about game length versus quality versus how much you would pay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think
check out people, our episodes on Spotify?
Yeah. Do you think people might dive into that aspect more? Like, I'm okay with paying $80 for a game, but for now quality. I'm gonna be a little bit more picky.
It's gonna be high end. It's gonna be like when you buy clothes and shoes.
Games that have longer shelf life now might have more value at $80
right
than as good as Last of Us was or wasn't or whatever, or Uncharted's or God of War's, just single player campaign games like that at $80.
Right, with no other modes
or
anything.
I might be more prone to kind of
wait,
hit the brakes a little bit and wait for a clearance. Because, I mean, $80 is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. I
wouldn't be surprised if PS5, the next gen, they up the price again.
And I expect it because every gen's gone up. I mean, we've gone from $30 a game. I mean, back when we were buying Nintendo games, they were $25, $30. Mm. And then now we're paying $65, $64 after tax and shit, unless you get digital and it's $59.99.
CD protection.
It's like I may be a little bit more. I'm fine. If I feel the game is worth it, I'll drop it. But, I mean, in the last, month and a half, I think collectively all of us have bought 20 fucking games.
It seems like since we started this pod.
$20 here, $20 here, $15 here, right. $8 here, $3 there, PS Now there.
Yep.
But it's like, and even though PS Now doesn't cost us, it's $10 a month.
Right.
You know, so you're still paying technically.
Right.
That shit gonna slow down.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. You think that you would slow down the pace that, because how we are now, it's like, payday, we gonna get a game. Like, it's kind of like that.
It seems like it's got to that for point. $18.
All right, let's
go. Now, some gamers are gonna.
Spyro, got it.
Some gamers going into the next gen is gonna be a little bit more like.
Selective.
Yeah, selective. Like, okay, I'll get this for this week.
I'm already playing. To be honest, I'm already playing that game with, like, when I looked at all those PS5 games, I'm like, okay, which ones are gonna be day ones and which ones are gonna be later down the road.
Yeah.
You know, and I've already made, like, my top three must haves. Everything else is like, okay, I'll get it later if I have to.
And I think it's going to work both ways because if the game is $80, you're going to think about it. But then if the game is still $60 that we're paying now, but you know going into it, it's a shorter game. So, like, this one took us an average of 22 hours for you, 24 for me.
Yeah, and how I treat single players.
Did you see how long it took
probably
you?
Probably 20-something hours.
20-something hours. So if they came out with this game and it was only 15 hours.
And
would you pay? We're back on that. Would you pay $60 for a 15-hour game?
Right. Right.
It's gonna make.
But then
you
the production
think
too.
About
I don't
it.
Know what'll make it 80. Like, would it be production that makes it 80? Even though it's shorter, you know, they kind of gotta like.
Well,
that
it's
line.
Gonna cost more for them to make the game.
Right.
Right. No, but I'm saying like, if you justify a 15-hour game being 80, is it because of the production quality? Like this game, like it looked great and stuff. Will they just use that as the?
Have you guys ever played The Order 1886?
Yes. Yeah.
That was like a short ass game.
Very short.
But. It looked nuts. Like, well, it was next, like, level at its time.
It's like would Heavenly
pay,
Sword.
When would
Heavenly
you pay
Sword
that?
Dropped.
Would you pay 60? 80 for that?
I never played the whole thing, but, like, for Heavenly Sword, which I've mentioned was a launch title for the PS4,
yeah.
I beat it in 4.5 hours.
It's three, right? Or four?
Launch title for PS3. Was three. Yeah. I think three, it was three. Yeah, three. I beat that in 4.5-5 hours.
Damn it, man.
Great story. I mean, amazing story. I wish they would have did more. Mm-hmm. Graphics were good for its time. You know, the way they introduced the 6-axis controller.
Yeah.
You know, 4-axis, I think, was PS3. Mm-hmm. It was great. I don't think at the time I would have spent $60. Well, I would have because I didn't know.
Right.
But if I would have known it was only a 5-hour, 6-hour game, tops, depending on how you play it, I'm not paying $60 for that.
So for an 11-hour game that looks and feels like The Last of Us 2, would you mark it at 80 or 60? Like, it looks like this game, but it's like 11-hour story.
I mean, I paid 60 and got 22 hours out of it.
Right.
So, I mean, if it would have only been, if I would have paid 60 for this game and it only have been a 10 or 11 hour game, I would have been mad.
Yeah. So, okay, so you would even want it less than 60. That's what you're saying?
If I known it was 10 or 11 hour game.
If you knew.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It all depends on the developer and if you co-sign them. It all depends on their history, you know?
Yeah. Because with you saying that, knowing that it's Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With what you said earlier.
I'd probably do it just because I
love Naughty Dog.
I feel like,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm going to
pump the brakes.
They should get to the level of, this is a Lamborghini kind of developer. And this is a Honda Civic kind of developer. And that's it. Naughty Dog.
Lately, with him with the car.
I don't know.
Someone said another thing. Lamborghinis doesn't have curves. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. One of the comments.
Yeah. He said the PS5 looked like a Lambo.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, general sense. You
luxury.
Luxury. Yeah, that's
luxury
what I mean.
Versus, yeah.
Got you. Yeah, versus a lot of people do look up, like, game time before they buy a game because it means a lot to certain people.
I actually did for this game because I wanted to know if I could beat it in time for the spoiler cast.
The only time I really look at a game completion rate is with JRPGs because I know they're long as shit. So I want to know, like, is this a commitment that I want to do? But I think that's
a big reason why I've been scared to jump back in Persona, because you keep saying 110 hours.
It's a commitment.
And I haven't even completed the first castle yet. So, I mean, it's like playing
24 episode anime in a game. It's like that. It's kind of just like that.
That's
different,
crazy.
Different arcs and shit like that.
I can't even remember what the fuck happened in the beginning and by the end of that shit. Because there was parts in this game that I'm like, damn, I forgot that happened.
Right.
I'm like, the game's only 20-some hours, but there was points that I was looking back at it before this podcast. I was like, oh, shit, I do remember that shit. You know, so, I mean, we'll get there when we get there. I kind of agree with what that former Sony exec says, you know, things have to change, you know, on both sides, you know. Yeah. They got to respect the customers, and also we got to respect the
customers.
Got to
respect them, yeah.
Yeah, it got to be. Like, it has to work way.
If we just sit and say we're not going to buy games unless they're cheap and affordable,
right?
Well, then you're only going to get games from certain people,
right? We're only going to get Tetris. All right, cool.
Hey, yeah, and you're not going to get like the big boys. You're not going to get quality gaming,
right?
Because you don't want to cough
shit
up the coin.
Yeah, just going to throw shit out.
Go back to Pong.
I'll give it to you $40, but you're going to pay this. This is what you're playing now.
PS5 Rocket League. That's what they're going to be.
Oh my god,
it's over.
Rocket League.
All right, man. Speaking of that, man, The Last of Us Part 2 became the fastest-selling PS4 exclusive ever with 4 million copies sold at launch.
That doesn't even sound like there's any competition around that. Yeah. Like, what? Like, I wonder what's the second. 1
Lord
million?
Lord fucking
It just
knows.
Sounds like that number blows everything else out
Hell
the water.
No.
For Lex's sake, we got to have some stats.
Oh, yeah. But
if Lex was here, he'd be like, yeah, so Uncharted had 1.3 million, but that was only domestic.
Yeah, that's not even counting international sales.
It's not even close.
it's not even close, guys. It's not even close. This game blew everybody else out of the water.
That's a crazy ass stat. That's a crazy ass stat.
No, it is. It is. And I know it was.
Wait a minute. Uncharted? That's not exclusive.
It has to be PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, I put PS4/Sony exclusive.
Okay.
Oh, don't put PS4 is, I think, well, I guess.
No, I just put the fastest selling PlayStation exclusive.
And what came up?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, but that's not exclusive.
That's not exclusive. Oh, no. So it'd be Uncharted 4, Thief's End.
Thief's End.
It's 2,
right.
So it says yes.
So that's the difference.
2
4
million?
And 2 million.
So it doubled.
So it doubled.
No. That was second place.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where Lex goes to look at this. So, you know,
when it comes to the stats, most of the developers only show their stats off when they're good.
True.
So you never see the bad stats because they have all the numbers. So that's the one thing. And Lexus said that on the podcast. It's pretty, you pretty much got to go to the dark web and talk to a guy.
Oh, that's it. That's your alley. That's where you come in, Drive. You
right. Go, I should have did it.
People on the dark web.
Fuck, I should have did it, man. Shout out to all you guys on Reddit, man. We in here.
On Reddit. All right, so Uncharted 2, Uncharted 4 is the next?
That's what I'm going with. I'd assume Uncharted is that.
But we don't know the stat exactly. We don't know the number.
Sales. No. Don't worry. When Lex comes back, he'll come back with all the stats. We'll hold it off. To be continued. Speaking of last thing on Last of Us, The Last of Us Part 2 DLC Expandalones. Is that how we wanted to?
Expandalones, yep.
Expandalones.
Isn't happening, guys.
Sheesh.
Are you guys sad, mad, or happy?
I don't know.
Did you even care about the first on the one for the first one? What was it called?
Left Behind.
Left Behind. Did you even play it?
I played it.
You played it? You beat it?
Yeah, of course.
Was it good? Did it add on to the original game, or
it just gave you a little bit more?
Just gave you some more.
Just gave you more. I don't know if it appetizing. Directly. It's the same thing like the one for Uncharted.
I never played it.
It was good. It just gave you a little bit more of an Uncharted feeling
backstory
game. But I don't think it really. Added to
it's
the.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. It wasn't necessary.
I hope Spider-Man Miles Morales doesn't have that same taste.
Well, I thought that wasn't.
It's a standalone.
It's an expandalone.
Yeah, like I didn't think it was like connecting to the stories at all. So it wouldn't.
Oh, to Spider-Man, you're saying?
Yeah. See, the one for Uncharted, I don't remember if they said it was a.
It's all in the same universe. That's all. That's the basis of all of them. Pretty much.
But like you're saying,
but
like
this one they're saying it's not direct continuation. Yeah.
Okay.
The one for Uncharted, they made it seem like, oh, this will help do some stuff.
But yeah, I think Spider-Man Miles Morales is going to be like a 1.5. It's not going to be a sequel, but it's a 1.5.
This may be just like whatever Miles is doing while Peter's doing whatever in the second one.
Right.
I think
right. Because he seems even older, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't even seem.
He look older. Yeah. Probably because of the haircut.
Yeah, he got a haircut. Yeah, and then like. Chicks is on him now.
He got trapped.
So, you know.
Chicks are on him.
Chicks is on him heavy. So, it's like, you know, all right, cool. You know. Hey, that's pretty much it, man. Anybody else got anything to bring to the table? Any
still,
news break?
Local,
hey, Crash Bandicoot, the new one, 100-plus levels. I did mention it earlier.
Holy shit.
Do y'all believe that?
We ain't going past 15.
That's
if it's like the
100-plus levels.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's like the one. That's like the game that Lex mentioned. I think it was last week. One of those indie games. He was talking about.
That's just a JRPG. That shit's a JRPG.
See, now this one's saying Gran Turismo. So yeah, Lex is gonna have to just do some work and figure that out.
He got a couple weeks to figure it out.
If I had to sit here and pick, it'd be either like Gran Turismo 2 or Uncharted.
Yeah,
would have to be up there with 2.
With the
but
sales.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm pretty sure
it's
it
funny.
Wasn't
it's funny, near. Like the Sony stands. They come after people so fast and so swift.
Oh,
like
stands?
The fans.
Fans.
Oh, stands.
Yeah.
S-T-A-N-S.
Yes, from that Eminem song.
Yeah, stands. See, that's a new, that's new to me.
New
I've never heard people call people stands.
You never?
No.
Well,
it's like a new, it's a
it's fairly
new.
Thing.
So it's like when we say Karens.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's in the same vein.
It's the same. Okay. So is that a good thing or not a good thing?
Stands are good.
Like,
they ride
like
and die.
Hard,
they
like.
Ride. Okay. They gonna ride and they gonna
so
die.
So I'm a PlayStation stand.
Yes, period. Exactly. Yes, you are.
Exactly. All right, then that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Just don't jump off a bridge. So the funny thing is, they put somebody put the stat
some
up.
I think that's fun.
So, okay, somebody put the stat up for Last of Us, and they put it up against Nintendo's games.
Oh, God.
But they put the Nintendo's numbers are nuts. They're like. 20 mil,
no,
15
no
mil.
Shit.
But it was like the lifetime of the games. Like they put it up like. Super Mario on NES.
On 64, yeah.
So, of course,
obviously.
The stands came in there like, how are you going to compare one day numbers to a lifetime numbers?
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
Like, they was coming in there killing them.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty funny, man. But with that being said, man, you got special news today, huh?
I got a little bit. I'll run the shit and everything, but I do want to mention real quick. I don't know if you guys... I don't know if you guys have anything for, but I wanted to bring in the stream schedule, at least for me.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
What I'm starting to do.
Oh, yeah, let's shout that out.
By the time you're watching this video, it should release Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So at the time you're watching this video, tonight,
mm-hmm.
at about 7 or 8, mm-hmm. I will be starting my first episode of streaming Persona 4 Golden. Okay. I'm doing it straight through. I'm going to try and stream every day from today on. Mm-hmm. It'll be around the same time, late night, maybe 8 o'clock, whatever. And just if you want, come through, come hang. It's a lot of decision making in Persona, so mm-hmm. I want to use you guys to, you know, I want to get your input on, hey, who should I hang out with today? What yeah. should I say here? This and that. So if you feel any bit curious of checking out Persona 4, if you love it, if you've never played it, you come experience it with me, and it'll be a lot of fun. So just check me out later on tonight.
It's gonna be 100 episodes of that.
Probably.
Yeah.
It might be. We already discussed it. He's gonna see his birthday. He's still gonna be streaming it.
So if you get some, since I'll be doing it every day, obviously these guys want to stream too. So if you see two streams in one day, just don't be alarmed. Don't be overwhelmed. You know, we're just all trying to get each of our individual games.
Yeah, we're trying to interact with y'all, man. We're trying to see what y'all like. Test the waters.
I plan on doing Horizon Zero Dawn, same thing from the beginning. Whole playthrough, all the way through, mm-hmm. you know, day one, day two, day three, whatever, however we set it up. Mm-hmm. I can do it anytime. I think it's good that we have different times. Like, he's the night guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get home before both of y'all for a couple of hours, so that's mm-hmm. so easy for me to stream, because I could do it every day, too. So
really, you could do, like, 1 o'clock to...
Two to four,
and then I can rock
like 4 to 6. Four.
Oh shit,
or something like that. And then he has the night 7 and whenever he goes to sleep.
And Lex will never stream a day.
Will never stream
late night. Lex, so. Wait on it, baby. I'm telling you, that's gonna be like a pay per view when it comes out. Mm-hmm. Pay per view. So get that $9.99 ready.
when we do the Patreon, it'll be Lex streams.
Yeah,
shirt off.
Oh my
God. I thought it was OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
That'll be his loop. He don't want to have OnlyFans, so that'll be his loop. Remember he talking about everybody got a loop?
That's his loop.
Doing shirt off streams and all that. Yeah.
He's gonna sit there with the AC off.
So got my controller here. Mike, yeah, you ready? You good? Okay, we're good. I did my toe. Got my drink. All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, he's got to do a couple little flexes.
He's going to get up and do a couple push-ups.
He's going to do the thing.
He's going to get ready for a fight. Holy shit. I plan on streaming. You said you're going to do...
I'll probably start Tuesday as well. I'll do the afternoon.
Let's try that out. So Tuesday, I'll start as well.
From what it sounds like, we're streaming every day.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to try to stream every day give it a try until you guys tell us to cut it out.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and do Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. So if I get on Crash and I can't get past that damn bridge.
We're switching to Spyro.
I'm switching to Spyro. Or Hunt Down. Hunt Down's another headache, too.
I may not do it every day.
Yeah, same here. I think I might do every other day.
I can't sit, unless it's like Last of Us or Uncharted. Yeah. I can knock those out in a couple of days. Yeah. But
I
need to change it up. Yeah. So I might do it Tuesday. I might do it Wednesday. Might do it Thursday. But this is why
you guys need to follow the Instagram page. So when
we post it, because
when
there.
Things like this happen, boom, it's gonna get posted up. It's gonna be ready, locked in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are gonna know these things. So make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna start. Yeah. You know, revving those things up. Also leave in the comment what kind of games you want us. If we haven't mentioned a game that. We haven't streamed. I personally like to stream games that are not the popular game. You're not going to probably see me on Call of Duty streaming or Fortnite.
Yeah,
you're going to try to see this guy.
Yeah, because you guys probably already have a favorite streamer that plays this guy. We don't want to oversaturate it.
Right, this guy, you're going to get that JRPG.
Yep.
You know, Lex.
I want Lex's horror. I want Lex doing horror, damn it.
I'll do like Resident Evil 6.
Yo, don't break it. We haven't played it yet.
Are we gonna do a spoiler cast for Resident Evil 6?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. I never played Resident Evil 6.
Let's play
it together.
So.
Oh my!
It's co-op.
It is co-op.
That's the co-op one.
Yeah, it is co-op.
Because I know 5 that came out with the co-op shit.
Six is so good, man.
Oh my God. Stop saying
Are you being
that.
Sarcastic?
Yes. No,
no,
he is not.
I love that game.
I think that game is on.
It's on sale.
I think it's on PS Now.
It might be.
If it's on PS Now, I'll play it with you.
All right, cool. Oh,
good
I'm
luck,
telling
guys.
You.
Everybody who's going to watch that, good luck to you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need breaks in days because if it's that bad, I mean, I'll give it a shot.
And we need to stream together, so we got to figure out like a way to like whatever games are co-op. Yeah. Like, just leave in the comments below, man. Yeah. And
to answer a lot of you guys' questions, ever since we brought up that like we stream, a big question is, where do you stream? Is it Twitch? Is it the answer is... on the YouTube channel. We stream on here. We have not ventured out yet into the Twitch world and all that. Right. So,
I mean, if you want to see the streams,
we do have a Twitch PSNBS Twitch page. Right. We'll probably leave it in the thing, and if we get the numbers up over there, multi-stream.
We could transition, but for now, you guys are here. So what you do is you hit the bell, and it'll let you know whenever we're starting to stream.
Yeah, send
so
just some, hit the bell, send some subscribe. Money to the PayPal, and you know we'll get some equipment, and we'll be able to multi-stream to everything.
Trav asking for money.
Cash App. GoFundMe. Cash App. $Trav 187. No, I'm joking. That's not my Cash App. Shit. So don't send money to there. Yeah. That might be some dude in Compton.
Wow.
Damn. Well, all right.
All right, man. Let's get to the news.
Let's go.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Live from PSNBS Studios.
It's not as fun.
We got OVO Biggs and the resident Steals.
Right, yeah, there you go.
Big Steely News on Channel 3.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Biggie Steals or Steely Biggs?
I like Steely Biggs.
Steely Biggs.
News?
Steely Biggs.
Yeah. We'll go Steely Biggs.
On Channel 3. I got a couple of update news. Not much for game releases. I know Trav was looking earlier, but I got a couple of DLC patch news.
Patch them up.
Starting up with The Division 2, Warlords of New York Season 2. See, ooh. I know the Warlords of New York was an expansion, but I didn't know this in itself was going to have seasons as well, which is
everything is
insane.
Having seasons now. That's how everything's Disney does a fucking it. Battle
they have,
pass.
They have an expansion and then like 3 DLCs that's, off that expansion.
That's crazy.
That's how they do it now.
This week, Season 2, Keener's Legacy of the Division 2 Warlords of New York begins. The Division tracks down a new rogue agent, Cell, determined to pick up where Keener left off, take down these all-new targets, participate in new leagues, global events, and more. And, of course, earn all-new gear, weapons, and a new skill variant. Wow. So even, Lex, I'm sorry that all your hard work has gone to shit, because even though Keener is down, you got a fucking prodigy up and running trying to finish what he started. So that's great. For all you guys who thought you hunted Keener down, guess what? He's far from done. Anyway, we got Smite.
Like Smite.
Do you know what it's crossing over with?
The Last WWE. Airbender.
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm the one that posted that shit.
Yeah.
Yep, the Battle Pass. The Last Airbender Battle Pass arrives in July 2020, featuring the new Aang, Merlin, Korra, Scotty.
They're just skins.
Yeah, and Zuko Susanoo skins.
Susanoo skins, yeah.
This battle pass is full of content based on the beloved animated series, Last Airbender. So that's Smite. We also have Minecraft Nether Update. Welcome to the Nether. Stronger materials, scarier biomes, and snoutier mobs bring the heat to an already fiery dimension. All you Minecraft creators and fanatics can enjoy the Nether Update. Next, we have Trav's favorite game of all time, Doom Eternal.
Yes, sir.
Update 2. Duke it out on fresh turf with the next major update to Doom Eternal, available now. On top of a host of improvements, bug fixes, and new content for Doom Eternal's in-game events, Update 2 brings a whole new arena for battle mode. That's multiplayer, right? Battle mode?
Say that again. Battle mode, yes.
Is
yes,
multiplayer? Okay. Yep. Next, we have Borderlands 3, Bounty of Blood.
Yeah.
The latest Borderlands 3 campaign DLC is out now. Grab your six-shooter or whatever fancy guns your vault hunter carries and go put those damn Devil Riders in the ground.
I'm picking that up today.
Good. Steals is already getting this started. That's what's up. If you love Borderlands 3, go check out the Bounty of Blood DLC.
Might stream that today.
We also have Ark Summer Bash 2020. For all you guys that play the Ark survival game, I've tried it. It's fucking insane, to be honest.
Yeah, I tried it. I couldn't get off the beach.
Right. So, I couldn't get off the beach in my underwear. I couldn't do it. Break out your shades and catch some sun rays in Ark's Summer Bash. Celebrate from June 25th to July 14th with over 15 new beach cosmetics, including aquatic chibis, summer-colored creatures, Hawaiian shirts, a water gun, boosted rates, emotes, and more.
Water gun.
In Ark Survival Evolved.
Trying to get me to play that game, and I'm just like, yeah.
It's like one of those, like, you start with nothing, and you gotta kind of, like...
MMO.
You kind of gotta, like, get twigs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I have for update news.
I just keep hearing people, I spent so much time.
Yeah, there's only one big game.
Getting these dinosaurs or some
comes
shit
out.
And then I come back and people killed everything and burnt my village down. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, but I can't. If I spend that much time doing all that shit and someone can just come and do that.
Right.
You're probably gonna tell them send the Addy.
I'm done.
You're gonna find the P.O. box.
Yeah, I'm coming straight for you. Simple as that.
He gonna ruin that guy's life. Yeah. Damn. But you wanna name the game that's coming out?
Oh yeah, sure.
Where just that one that's in the top.
Marvel's Iron Man VR PS4 shooter. Cool. Coming out July 3rd, 2020.
Yep, and it's self-explanatory, I guess.
Do I do it or no?
No, I think it's been getting. It looks good.
It looked decent.
Okay. Just want to make
the
sure.
Game, the gameplay I've seen of it looks like it's a VR game. It's not going to be VR too crazy. Game.
All right, fair enough.
It's a VR game, but it's
your hands. Put you in Iron Man. Iron Man's hands.
You get to shoot shit down. Shoot
things and yeah.
That's what's up.
VR is one of those games that it doesn't have to look pretty. It just has to be fun.
Right. It just got to interact with you, like that
Cyberbeat game.
Yeah,
I could play that for like 5 hours.
The most important thing with VR is to make sure the fucking motion is good.
Oh, right. Beat Saber.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
When you have the little swords and you just knock the boxes off.
That's just
lit.
Yeah, that's what it's yeah. But that's it. Steely Biggs news. Do you have?
Yes.
Oh shit. Okay.
Hey. Here, man.
Let's go.
It's been requested.
Yeah. Yeah. People. People, so yeah, someone posted that they love it because it's fresh. It's refreshing. It adds a different spice.
So I need the can opener sound.
That's brisk, baby.
Remember those commercials?
Hell yeah. The snowman, the melting snowman going to convenience store.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, hold on.
Sprockets.
All right, so. This one. You know what shaves my sprockets? Warranties. Yeah, I knew this would be like, huh? I'm not talking about warranties on like cars and shit. Like warranties on like appliances / electronics.
Yeah.
Extended
warranties or manufacturing warranties?
It don't matter.
Okay, warranties in general.
Just in general. This just came up because I just recently had a situation involving warranty that I think is hilarious. And then one last year that I don't think is hilarious. And I almost went fucking Hulk on these mode.
Shit.
Dolphin it.
He's about to go on a rant.
So real quick, last year around this time in the heat of it, my AC breaks.
Oh,
that's what it always breaks for people.
It's
my mom's house.
It's never in the winter.
Midsummer.
It's always midsummer when it's 109 fucking degrees out.
It had to be fixed that day.
You know.
Conspiracy?
Probably. Them AC guys going around at night.
Yeah.
Fucking shit up and leaving a card in the mailbox.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
So I've been living in my house for almost 8 years now. And for the entire time I've owned the house, I was paying for a home warranty. It was like $46 a month or some shit like that. No. They covered supposedly everything in the house.
Okay.
Didn't matter what it was. It didn't have to be specific brand or bought by them. It's just if it broke,
they
would cover it.
Yeah. So tube socks and everything.
Depending on, it's got to be like electronics and shit like that. But
so microwave.
Depending, like microwave, that. Dishwasher, this and that.
Appliance.
So, the only thing is there's a deductible you pay if they come out.
Yeah.
And it's a quick fix, then I just pay whatever they charge for the service charge.
Yeah.
But if it's not a quick fix and they warranty it, I pay $100.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's better than, $4,000 for AC unit.
Right.
So, AC unit goes out. I call them up. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They send someone out. The guy comes and he's like... So that air handler out back, is mad old. The house was built in 06. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty new.
That AC unit was 16 years old.
Okay.
So they put in used units in this housing complex.
When it first got built.
When it first got built, they were using used refurbished shit that was that they would just
You paid HOA over there?
Yeah.
I'll be stone cold stunnering somebody.
So I called them, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, I dealt with these guys so much. Because when you call the warranty, you make a claim, and then they call a company,
right?
They,
and verify it.
And then the company calls me. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
The guy's like, I've dealt with these people before. I can tell you right now that they're gonna deny this. I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
And he opened up the box. He's like, the coils aren't clean. I'm like, this motherfucker is 17 years old. Before I bought the house,
could I clean it real quick?
But this house,
did you take a picture?
This house is built in 06. So I mean, it's already old. Plus, that's something they don't tell you.
Right.
They don't tell you ahead of time. It's like, because I've said numerous times, like, if anything happens and you need to replace anything, it don't matter. We got it covered. All you pay is $100.
Sales,
and even with
guys.
This situation, I'm like, yo, da-da-da, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Are you sure this is how it works? And yeah, this is exactly how it works. If we show up and this needs to be replaced, $100, we do it. Ugh. But then, sure enough, the guy takes the pictures that he needs to take, click, 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 sends it to them, blah, blah, blah. We wait 10 minutes. Boom, denied.
Wow. That instant?
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
So why couldn't you just clean it real quick?
Nah,
I said, hey, buddy, let me clean this real quick. Because
the guy, he has to do it. He already took the pictures.
Hey, buddy, hey, man, I got you. I'll shoot you $100.
I wonder if they approved some shit in 10 minutes. They took mad quick to fucking deny it.
No, approving shit.
They saw that picture.
They going to send a adjuster out and shit.
So that was a whole thing. I don't want to get into that because there's a lot more behind that story.
Yeah.
This weekend, we painted my house.
Yeah.
Right? So I went to Lowe's and I bought some paint. I bought their top dollar paint.
Yeah.
It's a paint and primer.
Oh, okay. So all in one.
Two in one.
Yeah.
Says on the freaking thing.
Yeah.
Guaranteed one coat coverage. Mm. Or one coat coverage guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have it in big things. Guarantee this, guarantee that, whatever. One coat, blah, blah, blah. Well, our kitchen took two coats.
Mm.
The cabinets took two coats. And then... I wasn't trying to get anything because I'm like, hey, it is what it is. I don't care. But just for shits and giggles, when I went to Lowe's to get the rest of the paint for the rest of the house on Friday,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, so that whole one coat guarantee thing, how does that work? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Because he goes, oh, you know, one coat, da, 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 da. He started saying shit. I'm like, because I did my kitchen and it took two coats. And that's why I'm buying all this paint is because I'm almost certain it's going to take two coats. You know what he says? Oh, well, it's only guaranteed one coat if you prime it first.
What? It said it on the...
And I'm like, but this is a primer paint. Wait. And it says only one coat. So if I have to prime it first, that's still technically two coats. He goes, yeah, but they don't validate their product unless it's going on a freshly primed wall because then it'll seal it right and the paint will take better, this and that. And I'm like, but it doesn't say any of that. It doesn't tell you to do that. They don't tell you to do that.
Right.
So I'm like, whether I'm buying extra gallons of regular paint and putting two coats of the same paint on.
The same shit.
Or I'm buying primer itself and then just using the paint one coat. I'm still putting on two coats.
That's fucking insane.
The guy goes, yeah, that's their policy.
And then, then this is just like, because there's some guy that works at Lowe's, is just like, yeah, so I guess that's how it is. Like, sometimes they don't even, like, know exactly.
Right. No.
I guess that's just
how
shit
them?
Is.
No, no. I didn't, because it's like, listen.
It's not that deep. You're just curious.
Regardless, I'm putting two coats, whether I'm priming it or not.
Or with, right.
But it's like, then why?
Put that up
what's the point of having primer paint?
It's false marketing.
If you got a primer anyway.
Don't worry. All the painters are going to be in the comments.
I don't care.
It looks good seeing that guarantee all in one. It looks good.
You should have bought the paint with the beer on it.
Yeah. Isn't it called? I don't know what it's called.
Fucking no.
Bear.
Bear. No, this was, what was it Sherwin Williams? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was Sherwin Williams paint.
Oh, you fell for it.
but it's, well, it was Sherwin Williams, but it's their.
Top of the line.
It was their top of the line that they sold. Lowe's. Yeah. This is like $46 a fucking gallon.
Wow. Sheesh. What?
And we went through 6 gallons, 5 gallons. We spent like $300 to paint the house. But that was cheaper than doing the floors right now. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You said 46.
He just told you how much he paid.
Yeah, it was like $300. Well, that's with accessories as well.
And then he had physical labor.
Because 46 times 6, 276. So then plus all the extra shit. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just think it's funny that they have all these warranties, and that's why I don't get warranties on shit. They're like, oh, get a warranty for this, warranty for that, and it's like, nah, because that shit don't work.
Yeah. I only did it for, like, my AirPod Pros. I did a warranty just in case because I know them shits is finicky. I never do that guarantee on the physical games. I never do that
shit. No, I never do either.
Whatever.
Yeah, and GameStop, hey, you want to scratch
extra $350.
Get the fuck.
All you got to do is just bring the game in. We'll give you a new one.
Yeah, fuck that. I did do the warranty on my Joy-Cons for my Switch because them bitches be fucking uncalibrated like a bitch and be like tilting and shit. So I was like, yeah, I'll do the warranty on that because Joy-Con's like $90.
Yeah, I did the warranty on my PS4 when I first got it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
I think I might be doing it again for the PS5.
Nope, I won't be.
Because I just always did it after, like, you know, you never know. When you're buying them that first batch, you never know. So not saying anything would go wrong, but...
Well, that's what anything.
It all depends on how much it costs.
It's even cars. You know, you buy the first gen of any car, there's going to be issues.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but usually that first year is already covered in the manufacturer. So,
let's
say they red ringed or something, I'll be covered. But, you know,
there's no rings in PlayStation.
Let's go.
Equivalent.
Let's go, baby. No rings, baby. No errors. I'm saying it right now. No errors at launch, baby. All y'all guys like, I'm going to wait for the first match. No errors at launch. That shit will be good to go.
PSN was going down at launch. I'm just saying, man.
The PSN might go down. No hardware issues at launch.
Yeah, no hardware.
They don't have no room for mistakes like that, baby. This is a new gen. Yes. Fuck all
that. I'm geek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Wow. All right,
That's it, man. We missed you, Lex.
How you guys feel about this week without Lex? You think it still went over pretty well? I think we had
I think we tried this out for at least a month.
Yeah.
Hey, Lex, take a break, man.
Oh, all right, y'all.
Yeah, this is valid.
That's insane. That is insane that you just said that.
I'm joking, holy man. Shit. Lex, we miss you, man.
Spam the comments saying, where's Lex?
I mean,
I want to see a couple of where's Lex.
What's that? Where's Waldo?
Yes.
You know, we're going to do that
where's
for Lex.
Lexo?
Yeah, we're going to send out clues and shit and post it on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, man, go ahead. Hit the bell, subscribe, hit the comments, man.
Congrats to our winner.
Yeah, congrats to our winners.
Reach out, please.
It's been the boys. PS and BS. We out of here. Yeah.